Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, worship team. Give a big hand clap to the worship team. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Sandra, good to see you. Okay? All of you, give Sandra a big hand clap. Sandra is one of my buddies in church. The other time I told you that I don't have many friends in church. Glory be to God. Yes, Flora, Happy New Year. You haven't been here for the entire year. Yeah, no, yeah, for the entire year, 2022. Okay? And who else? Denise, good to see you. Happy New Year. Yes, we have a visitor, okay? You're the one who works here? Yes. Let's give him a big hand clap. Yes. He ensures that our rent is not increased. So we thank you so much. Glory be to God. What's your name? Moses. Okay, Moses, you're welcome. Glory be to God. Yes. Your work, yeah, and the first time visitor, okay? I'm the one you saw at the pool in the morning, but I wasn't swimming, okay? But I passed there, you know, just, you know, as I was trying to think about what I was going to do. So he looked at me and he saw a guy in a suit, I think was wondering, Sunday, you know, morning, a guy in a, you know, but the someone who said, is Bob here? His kids are here. Where's Bob? Yes. He'd say that I dress like a Bahima. That Bahima don't do full suits. That when you go to, when you have shows here on Christmas, they are all dressed like that. You say, Pastor, yeah? We don't know where you come from. I come from Uganda. All right? I'm patriotic. All right? Also, pardon what? But some of those things are stupid, by the way. Those Pan-Africa things. Eh? You see, you should be very careful. Now, like, when they start, like, our culture, eh? Like here in Uganda, your tribe, eh? Our culture, Obuanga, our culture. You should be very careful. Eh? Usually, they are leading you to something very evil. You understand, eh? Even these things of what? Pan-Africanism. You have to be very careful because there is a level, guys reach, and they say that we don't want the God of the white man. Pan-Africa, you know, eh? We have our gods here. So you have to be very careful. Don't go full swing with those things, okay? Love Africa, but be what? Careful. Even all those things of black, the black race, you know, we unite. Be very careful. Before you know it, you hate white people. Yeah? You hate white people. Okay? And you might wake up in the lake of fire because of hatred. All right? And so be careful. Eh? Hallelujah. Yeah, be careful. Even when it comes to soccer teams. Eh? Okay? Yeah, love soccer, but be careful the team you support. Okay? How can you support Red Devils? Really? Really? All right? You rather support Arsenal, you know? Weapons against the enemy, you know? And Arsenal, you understand? That is not very bad, but what? Okay? But you can support Manchester United, all right? But don't support what? Red Devils. Glory be to God. Dr. Dennis Mujimba, say amen. Support Manchester United, but not what? The Red Devils. Hallelujah. Yes, so good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes, we've been doing the foundations of our faith, reviewing the basics of Christianity. All right, we've done it since, you know, December. And this, unless otherwise, this today might, I think, will be the last sermon in the series. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, so we get these basics from Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 1 to 2, which says that, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And verse 3 says that this we will do if God permits. Paul was saying that, you know, you guys are a Burania. Eh? We shouldn't lay again this foundation. You know these things. Eh? Okay, we shouldn't. These things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay? But then he says that this we will do if God allows. All right? And even in LAT, okay, we shouldn't lay this foundation again. But God has allowed us to do it again. And from what I've gathered since we began to do this, people have learned a lot. All right? People have learned a lot. You know, you can think you know something, all right, until, you're fired with questions. That's when you realize, hey, man, this simple thing I didn't know. Okay? And some of you, I think you dreamt or something like that. Yes, last Sunday you missed an exam. Okay? There was an exam here. Glory be to God. Okay? There was an exam. And people passed. All right? People did what? People passed. Eden, Abigail, all my children. Eden, Abigail, Juliana. They all passed. Yeah. But Juliana is still contending that her answer was, some answer of hers was correct. All right? Anyway, that exam, for those who want to take the exam, it's on the net. Eh? The sermon we did last Sunday, the slides are on the net, and you can take the exam. All right? Yes. So, we did the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. We did the doctrine of baptisms and the one of laying on of hands. The last two Sundays we were doing the resurrection of the dead. All right? And this Sunday we're going to do eternal judgment. Glory be to God. But before we do eternal judgment, let us do a recap of the resurrection of the dead, okay? The doctrine of the resurrection of the dead. We said that death of the body came, its origin is in the sin of Adam, okay? By man came death, all right? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21 says, and the next verse says, okay, it repeats itself and it says that, in Adam, all die. All right? Our father sinned. Okay? Romans says that when he sinned, we also sinned. Glory be to God. All right? Please switch off all your phones. Amen? All of you, eh? Please switch off all your phones. So that you don't text in church, eh? WhatsApp, you know? Switch off all your phones, okay? I was listening to some things in the night, okay, which are very interesting, which I'll send you to listen to. I love those things, eh? Okay? Ex-Satanists, okay, who get saved, and they share stuff about the messed up churches and, you know, eh? Okay? Yeah. It's important that we know these things, eh? All right? Paul says that we are not ignorant of the enemy schemes. Okay, of course, you shouldn't spend all your time in those things. Eh? All right, but if God gives you an opportunity to know something about your enemy, you should thank him for that. Glory be to God. Yes, and these yeah, these messages that I'll send you. Yeah, in this church, their origin is Sylvia. All right? Sylvia is one. We share them with someone, then they go to me. And I'm like, I need to get them to what? To the church. Okay? So, yeah, they're in Uganda, and they are wonderful. All right? Yes. So, death came because of Adam's sin. When Adam sinned, death came, okay, and it spread to all his offspring. Hallelujah. All right? That death includes aging. Okay? Aging is, you know, the process has begun. All right? This aging thing is very bad, you guys. It is very what? It is very bad. And it has never been God's what? Design, amen? It's very, very bad. Very, very bad. Okay? Very what? There's an example I want to give, but it might make some people, a section of the church, feel bad. Okay? But you know this thing. It's very, very bad. Remember when you're in high school? High school, uni, at your workplace. Okay? Okay? Yeah. No, you used to, in your school, in Budo. Okay? Budo, Nakasero, or Chitante? Chitante, yeah. Okay, very, you know, in the world, what? Taxi park, everywhere. Okay? Okay, very beautiful girls. And then, this thing is very bad. It's very evil. It's very, very evil, this aging thing. Very bad. Years ago, when I was working in Mulago, Bridget, you remember? UMSP, MU, UCSF, Malaria Research Collaboration. I remember I used to, my sitting room was the canteen. People used to call it my sitting room, the canteen, medical school. I was always there, breakfast, lunch, you know, Okay. And so I remember in those days, there was a very beautiful girl, a very cute girl I used to see, all right? And, you know, very beautiful girl, okay? You remember I told you that story? Many years ago, okay? Bridget was my friend, so I used to tell her many things. So, yeah, beautiful girl. So, then I think, then I went away for a master to study. But what I'm speaking to is life, no more life, you understand? So don't think what? I'm wasting your time. But I know you're all interested in these stories. You just pretend what holiness, what? And so then, you know, I go to school, then I come back. Man, when I return, I saw the girl again. She was not the same. Something had happened. You know, eh? So I remember I told what? Bridget about it, as I was in what? In my sitting room. And I think I showed you the girl, okay? No. Then Bridget kept quiet. Then she told me a story. She's like, you know, some time ago, I was at a function. Then there was a guy who was like looking at me like he knows me. Yeah, you know? All right? Then later, I think the guy walked up to you, Samela. Anyway, you met in that at that event, and the girl was like, "Hey, you are Bridget, okay? Hey, I was like, is she the one? You know, eh?" So I realized that as I was telling my story, Bridget was thinking other things. And again, that's why I was saying that now my story might what make some of you what, yeah. But anyway, this thing is very evil. well, maybe not evil, but bad. It was never God's design. That's why I've read stories of people who have gone to heaven, and they say either all or most people look like they are 30-something. You've read the young, okay? Abraham is not coming back, why? Anyway, I don't know, But he might not be the Abraham that we think, we're going to be in the kingdom, with white beards, what, Father Abraham. Then your kids go singing to him, Father Abraham. You know, it might not be the case, all right? Because remember, our bodies are going to be renewed, glorified. So they're not going to be those, what? They're not going to be gray, I believe, in the kingdom. Jesus is coming back, not as what? He's not coming back to call us Abazukuru, you know. He left at 30-something, and he's coming back like, you understand, All right? Yeah. So death came because of Adam's sin, All right? That's how death came, all right? That's why these things of getting what? Too old, you know, and then you can't take care of yourself, you know those things, they are not good. You want to live long, you live your long things. But for me, I'd rather live the moment I finish my work. Nganchari mu, it's called what? Nganchari omutini. You know, abatini, teenagers, omutini. Yes, your kids are abatini. Okay? You understand? These things of 90 when you're just, no, they're not good, you know? Unless you clock 90 and you're still, but these things, you're suffering at 90, but what? Just, they're not good. Finish the work of the Lord, we depart, God will take care of your kids. You understand? All right? I'm telling you, But don't leave again so early, you understand? If you finish your work at 40, don't leave that early. Hang around. First enjoy the earth. Enjoy your kids. Then maybe at 65, you say, the kids are now 40, now I can go. Glory be to God. Amen. But I'm not saying this in the scripture. You can hang around for as long as you want. But for me, hallelujah. But the good thing is, according to Esther, Jesus is coming back soon. Glory be to God. Jesus is what? Coming back soon, according to a dream Esther had. It's less than 20 years. According to the signs, signs of the times. We're now doing rehearsals, Mark of the Beast. Tulimu rehearsal. Vaccination cards, you know. Vaccination mandates. Tulimuchi rehearsal. Didn't say amen. Your work is a tough one. Yes. Dennis is, he has a very, I feel sorry for you. But it's your calling to be there, so you'll be there. Glory be to God. Then we studied where the dead go when they die. All right? Before Jesus died and resurrected, everyone, good and bad, evil and wicked, were all going to a place called Hades, in Greek. Sheol in Hebrew. They were all going there, good and bad. However, that place had two sections. One place was of torment, Luke 16, the rich man went there, and fire was burning him. And then in that same place, there was another section called Abraham's bosom or paradise, in which the righteous were. Now when Jesus died and rose again, he took out the righteous from that place. And when he ascended, when he went to heaven, he went with them. And that place was in the center of the earth. So Jesus went with them. They're no longer there. But the wicked stayed there. That rich man in Luke 16 stayed there and is still there. And that is a place we commonly call hell. Right? It's still there. All right? One day, and the wicked in our dispensation, okay, in the, yeah, they still go there. All right? But one day, that place, all the people who are there, the wicked, are going to be thrown in the lake of fire. All right? So where they are now, sadly, Gachari Mabaga. All right? Anyone went to Budo? Joan went to Budo, amen? By the mere fact that, right? Yeah, Gachari Mabaga, it is just warm up. All right? Warm up. Okay, sadly, Bambi, you know, eh? And they can't get out. Yeah, sad. All right? And now, then there's also heaven, eh? Remember, the righteous who are in Abraham's bosom are in heaven. And now even the righteous who die now, they also go straight to heaven. All right? Out of the body, present with the Lord, the Bible says. Glory be to God. Amen? And by the way, yeah, one day, even those who are in heaven are coming back. All right? To the earth. Eh? Okay? Because Jesus is coming back here with everybody and he'll be here with us. Glory be to God. Amen? But I guess while we're here with him, we can make trips to heaven. Eh? All right? But it will, you understand. Eh? But our real home will be here. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Now, yeah. Now concerning the resurrection, okay, we're still doing a recap. The Bible says that by man came death, but it didn't stop there. It also says that by man also came the resurrection of the dead. Okay, man, capital M, Jesus. Okay, and because Jesus resurrected, we shall also resurrect. All right, the righteous will resurrect unto eternal life. All right? And we should do our best by the help of the Holy Spirit to make sure that we are part of that number. Okay? This garbage that when you got saved in Budo, okay, in Senior One, it was sealed. No matter what you do, you can't go to it. It's a big lie. It's demonic. It's what? It's of the devil, man. All right? Yes. I got saved and I used to believe what I'm saying now. Then sometime thereafter, okay, I listened to Joseph Prince and Andrew Mark and all those guys and they what and they messed me up. And I began to believe what the Bible doesn't say. Okay? Womack is a good guy. I believe he's innocent. But on that issue, eh? Okay? And that is the issue these Satanists, Grace Lubegan group used to get him to do some work in their camp and to make the whole Uganda think that they are authentic. Womack, stamp. And now to get some people from there, they're like, but Womack, you understand, takes the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So by man came the resurrection of the dead, by Jesus. If Jesus hadn't resurrected, you know, guys will still be there in Abraham's, but bosom just there forever. You know, eh? But when Jesus died and resurrected, it also meant, the Bible says he's the first fruit of the resurrection. Amen? And by the way, even the wicked will also resurrect. Their bodies will be resurrected. Okay? And that's what Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 28 to 29. Jesus said that the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of what? Condemnation. So the dead also will resurrect, they will get out of the grave. Okay? Alright? Okay? Osama bin Laden, if he didn't repent before he died, he also, whatever, from the sea where he was thrown by Obama. Okay? You're laughing, but I mean, you know that's what happened, isn't it? Okay? Yeah. Hallelujah. All right? But the resurrection of the righteous and the wicked won't be at the same time. Okay? The righteous will be resurrected immediately after the tribulation. All right? And that is at the same time as the rapture. Okay? But the wicked will be resurrected 1,000 years later. All that time, they will be in Hades, okay, what we call hell, okay, with suffering, okay, but 1,000 years after the rapture, they will also be resurrected, okay, to be thrown into the lake of fire, the final abode. Glory be to God. And you see, this is the other thing is, you know, one of the reasons why it is not good to hang around here when you're doing nothing. Okay, you're just here. You should go. You should tell God, take me. Because if you hang around, you might mess up. Yeah? It's into no equality. No chiyiwa. Hallelujah. You know we're in Buganda? So we have to do somewhat. Luganda, you understand? Eh? We have to honor the king. All right? Honor the king. But that scripture is in your Bible. Honor the king. I remember when I just got saved, when you see guys like greeting the Kabaka like, eh? You know why? You know, eh? But later you like, well, you're not worshiping the guy, you're just honoring the king. Okay? Yes, if I met the Kabaka, I would honor him. If I met Oyo, I would honor him. If I met Sabaranyi, I would honor him. Hallelujah. As I pray for an opportunity for us to be two and same man, guy. Eh? You Kabaka. Those Nagalabi things, you know, they're taking you to hell. You know Nagalabi? Nagalabi is in Budo. Eh? Those heads, okay? The coronation, okay, before the Kabaka was coronated, okay, before he was taken to Namirembe Cathedral, they first did things in Nagalabi. First, okay, the real coronation. These cathedral things were just rubbish. The real thing was in where? Nagalabi. Okay? Christy knows that place. Okay. Her dad was Mr. Usu, right? The headmaster, the former headmaster of Budo. Okay? Yeah, so she knows that place very well. Nagalabi. I used to hear about it from my sisters who were there. Nagalabi. Where they all used to go to fetch water there. Anyway, that is irrelevant. Whether you fetched water there or not. Glory be to God. Yes. Visitors, eh? Okay? We're not getting ready to start shouting and lifting chairs and what. This is how we do our thing. And God apparently is pleased. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, we're going to do the doctrine of eternal judgment. And by the way, you know these things, eh? All right? But just because you know them, they mean that you shouldn't hear them again. All right? And you might not know some things, eh? Okay? And some of the things you know, okay, as we speak about these things, you know, God will speak to you something, okay? And of course, he will also let you know that these things are serious. What? Yeah, they are what? Serious. Glory be to God. Now, it is basic knowledge, I think, that this eternal judgment for believers and non-believers, okay, is happening after the resurrection. Okay? All right? It is basic, I think, but still, we're going to read those verses which say that. Hallelujah. But we're going to start with the one for the evil. In Revelation 20, after John has seen the righteous who have been raptured and they have come back to earth to reign with the Lord, okay? And of course, there are also those who were resurrected. He has seen them reigning with the Lord for 1,000 years. John says in verse 5 that the rest of the dead, okay, now these are the wicked dead, okay, did not live again until their 1,000 years were finished. We talked about that, didn't it? Okay? Repetition is the mother of retention. All right? Repetition is what? The mother of retention. Yeah, Christine, Mrs. Christine Mujimba and her daughters know that. All right? Grace Joy, say amen. All right? Yeah, those boys, Kwezi and Manzi, they know that. By the way, you know, generally, women talk more than what? Than men, generally. Okay? Even me, I'm here just jazzing, talking, because I have to talk for this one hour. Because it's my job to talk for 1 hour every time. So there's some people who think I talk a lot. All right? But I don't. All right? I'm a very quiet what? Person. Very quiet. All right? Yeah. And so generally, women jazz a lot, you know? They did a study of the number of words women have to speak a day. All right? And the number of words men, like, as in, the difference is man. Mention. All right? That's why if you have a sister, a brother, or anyway, you're married or you're in a family, at a certain time, like in the night, maybe you're having dinner, okay? Women, the girls will be jazzing, and you find guys, what? They're just quiet. Because the bigambo biawe, if you're not biawe de yoda. All right? Their words for the day expire, you understand? Long time ago, at maybe midday or 10 a.m. But for the women, they are what? They have to, you know, to finish, you know. And that's why if you're married, you should be kawaii with your wife over jazzing with maybe her mother, her sister, you know. Because there is no other way for those words to be what? To be exhausted, because they can't be exhausted with you. You understand? Because now when they talk to you and you know it's, you're going to get issues. Why are you quiet? Why are you quiet? Are you thinking about something else or someone else? You understand? Okay? So now when she gets on phone, celebrate that. You understand? You say, and she'll get off the phone. And she's what? Resurrected. She's revived, man. You know? Then she'll go to bed very happy. Okay? She wakes up the following day and they give her another what? Another quarter for the day. Glory be to God. Where was I going with this? I wanted to say that I've wondered why God designed it that way. Because it's God, definitely, who designed it that way. Okay, and in my study, research in my mind, I was like, maybe it's because if women were not talking a lot, kids wouldn't learn how to talk. They wouldn't. Because now you leave a kid with a man. Silence. But the father loves the child so much. Okay, so much, man. But he's not talking. But he loves, you understand? You know? There's someone here in church when I think after the first 1 or 2 days of meeting the guy, she finally married, okay, her husband now. She told me that she came to give me updates about how things happened. I didn't ask for those updates. So. They just felt I should know. Pastor should know. Okay? Anyway, so she came to me and said, but the problem I have with this guy is that he didn't talk. He's a guy who's what? Vibing me, but he's not what? Talking. We go, we sit, hang out, you know. I guess he's not talking. I was like, well, there we go. All right? The guy loves me as God. He wants to, what? Marry you. He has great plans for you, for your future. But he's not talking. But the plans are there. Great plans for your future. Hallelujah. So don't dish guys, eh? Just because the guy tie your girl. No, that's how it is, amen? Okay? And the other day, Andrew gave me some insights, like a mystery. He said that guys who stammer, like him, according to him, he said that God realized that, man, these guys will be talking a lot. So he decided what? To mess them up. All right, that is Andrew's what? The mystery. Glory be to God. Amen? He didn't say amen. Hallelujah. Grace, joy, Elizabeth, you know. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. You can see when they come, what, to testify. You understand? You have to tell them, okay, what? You talk afterward. The details, we tell them to your girlfriends after the service. Fetwagala kumanya umanya, emoto kabadde mpyo bankadde. The details of how, why, you know, why, how they drove it to here, those ones, eh? After church, girlfriends get on phone and what? You understand? Amen? Nkwanzi, say amen. I hope the kids understand what I'm saying. They should be. Glory be to God. So, okay? So, anyway, then he says, those dead, the wicked dead, did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. Then I saw a great white throne. Okay, so this is at the end of 1,000 years, at the end of the millennial reign. We are with Jesus here. He says, at the end of those 1,000 years, what happened? I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it. This is God. Verse 12, and I saw the dead. Now these are the wicked dead, all right? Small and great. Standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Okay? Let me run ahead of myself. Okay? Books were opened, and another book, the book of life. What were the other books for? The other books were for all their deeds. All their deeds. There's a book of life. Okay, they are not in there. So, they're going to hell. Lake of fire. But, there are also books. Yes, you're going, but how much canes do you deserve? What is the temperature of the fire you're going to experience there? Okay? That is the reason for those books. Those who did mob sins, horrible stuff, like Hitler. Okay? The degree of fire he experiences there is not like the guy who did some other what? You remember the chicken thieves, you know? But you're all in the same place, but different degrees of punishment. Hallelujah. There's a book. You're not there, all right? You're here. Then after that, they're like, now, okay? How big a sinner? You understand? All right? Then he says, then the sea gave up the dead. Okay, these are the wicked dead, remember, who were in it. And death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged. So you see, their judgment. So you see, by the mere fact that you're in hell, in a sense, you're already judged. You understand? By the mere fact that you're in heaven, you're already judged. You understand? But this judgment now, okay, has other, you know, it's like there's a particular day when it has to be done. Like the real judgment. Okay? There's a day for it, the real one. Hallelujah. Then he said they were judged each according to his works. Okay? They are being judged according to their works, but they're all going to hell. Why now the works? Degree of punishment. Hallelujah. So, it's not true that, yes, sin is sin, but sins are not equal. Hallelujah. They are not. You understand? We used to sing a song when we used to go for missions. Something, HBH, some song, like evangelism, when we used to do crusades up country. But sin is sin. But sins are not what? Equal. Okay? I'll show you an example. In John chapter 19, verse 11, Jesus told Pilate that the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin. So there's great and greater sin. You understand? The small, medium, big sin. Do you understand? All right? Jesus said that there are some cities, okay, people in some cities during this day who were going to be, it would be more terrible for them on the day of judgment than some other cities. Like you give an example of Sodom. Okay, you see that? Now, we all think that Sodom was the most evil thing that has ever happened. And those guys suffer more than anything. But that's not what Jesus said. The Sodomites didn't see Jesus. They didn't hear the things he had to say. But they sinned. All right? So yes, they're going to suffer. But Jesus said that you guys who saw me, and you heard what I had to say. You understand? But he's like, it's going to be more terrible for you in the day of judgment than for the homosexuals in Sodom. Okay? You understand? So sin is sin, but sins are not what? Equal. Okay? According to the Bible, according to the law that God gave Moses, okay? Different sins, different punishments were visited on them because they were not equal. A guy who murdered, that one also what? Goes. Adultery, stone, death. Okay? But there were other things where you did something to someone's goat and they just say, pay it back. All right, and you're free. If you can't pay it back, you understand? Eh? Okay? And then again, just shows you how adultery is so bad to God. That for it was death, like the worst punishment. These are things of what, I didn't go to work, dodged work. It is sin, but that one is like, you work an extra day, pay back the other day. You understand? Hallelujah. So because sin is not the same, even in hell, in the lake of fire, people are not going to experience the same degree of suffering. Okay? Hallelujah. And yes, and guys who have visited hell actually say that the guys who are most tormented there are people who were Christians, and they were just playing around, practicing sin. That man, the devil torments them in hell more than the guys who were outrightly with the devil. Because these ones, the mocks, is like, you know. Okay? Very terrible when I think about it. And we should think about these things because they get us what? Well, at least for me, they get me, I make sure I'm not perfect, but it helps me, man, to live more carefully. Glory be to God. Amen. We need to read 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, 21. 2 Peter, verse 20, okay, and 21. Who is there? 2 Peter. I'm impressed that Juliana knows where Peter is. I didn't know that she would know. I'm joking. You know, women, you have to be very careful when you crack jokes on them. Women, you have to be very careful. Hallelujah. That's why in this church I don't throw jokes at any lady. Because I don't know them well. But if I've, because man. Hallelujah. Yes, 2 Peter. So, Peter says that, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so they are saved, amen? They are again entangled in them and overcome. Entangled again in the pollutions of the world. The latter end is worse for them than what? The beginning. Then he says, for it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. It would have been better for them not to get saved. Okay? Than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment delivered to them. Okay? 22. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit. And a sow, okay? A sow, cuckoo, is what? Is a pig, okay? It's a swine, okay? Past leaders were what? Okay. And a sow, is a pig, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire, it returns. Okay? Have you read this? It says exactly that. It would have been better for them not to have gotten saved. You just go to hell like that. You understand? Of course, you should. You understand? But if you are home locally, no business anymore. Okay? You believe Prince. You believe Crawford Dollar. That you got saved in P2 Yokawa. Okay? Or you even leave Savage. Say, it is impossible to leave. You know? Okay, you cannot be snatched out of the Lord's hand. You even can't snatch out yourself. Okay? Man, it says that the latter end is worse for you than it would have been if you are what? If you had never gotten saved. Now, one of the reasons why I'm reading to you that verse is because of verse 22. That thing of the pig goes back to its what? To the mud, okay? The dog returns to its what? My mentors in those messed up days said that, you see, he said, this doesn't mean that Christians are going to hell. Yeah? Because, you see, a dog returns to its own what? It was always a dog. It had never become something else. That is Joseph Prince, your guy. What? You know, those are the what? the mentorship. But you will see those things that I'm like, that's not a good explanation. Because the earlier verses are clear. Very clear what Peter is talking about. Do you understand? Hallelujah. But let's leave that and go on. But the issue is, different degrees of sin are gonna have different degrees of what? Of punishment or hellfire. But let's also read Hebrews 10. Glory be to God. Yes, Denise, you haven't come to church in a long time. So, you see, you sinned. Now you have to what? It is not a major sin. It is just what? Retribution. It's called what? Retribution, is it? Just pay back, okay? The time. So I'm not going to what? To leave you. Uh-huh. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Okay? So you blaspheme God, two witnesses, come testify, backside of Musango, death, okay? Then he says that of how much worse punishment, okay? Do you suppose, will he be thought worthy? Who? The person who has trampled the Son of God. Do you understand? But these ones who got to know Jesus and then they trampled, you know, him underfoot. They counted the blood of the covenant by which they were sanctified, okay? They counted it a common thing and insulted the spirit of grace. It says that of how much worse punishment do you suppose they will get? Do you understand? Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? These things are very serious and we have to what? Think about them soberly. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. So, we have finished the judgment and of the wicked. Amen? Yeah. That is out of the way. Hallelujah. But there are some Christians who are wicked also. And you know that what we have finished refers to them unless they style up, man. Okay? Hopefully I'm not among them. You know, I think about my life, man. I think about me. All right? I think about who? me, Moses. Now, even the righteous, okay, like we said, will also be judged when? After the resurrection. Daniel was told that, go your way till the end, for you shall rest. Okay? He's going to die, okay? You die, you will rest, and will arise, talking about his resurrection. Okay? You will arise to your inheritance when? At the end of days. Okay? So when will he arise to his inheritance? Okay? Being judged to be rewarded at the end of days when he arises, when he resurrects. Right now he's in heaven. You remember when he died in the Old Testament, where did he go? Juliana? Where did Daniel go? He went down there in Hades. Okay? But when Jesus arose and ascended, went to heaven, he went with Daniel's spirit also. All right? But now this one is saying that his body will also be resurrected at the end of days, and that's when he will be judged to be rewarded. Glory be to God. Okay? And even in Revelation chapter 11, it says the same thing. John says that the seventh angel sounded what? The seventh trumpet. And Esther knows the famous seventh trumpet. That is the last trumpet, which when it has been blown will cause people to be raptured. But after, there are seven trumpets, which are tribulation trumpets. And until the last trump sounds, okay, Christians will be here in the tribulation. Okay? Denise, you're going to be here. All right? Remember? Whether you're big or small, it doesn't matter whether what. Those who's what? Whose husbands are MPs, you're here. Those who's husbands are not, you're also here. Big and small, you understand? We're number one. Hallelujah. No favoritism. Okay? Jade, you're here. However humble you act, you try to act, you're here. God won't exempt guys and man. This one, very what? Very humble, very what? I love her so much. No. You see, that is why if you finish your work, like you finished now, you can tell God, man, evacuate me. Because, I mean, why should I go through the other thing which might make me what? Go back to the vomit. You understand? Say, man, I finished. Mazemirimu jange. Let's depart. Hallelujah. You like pastor, where we are as in. But there are things, you know, you should think about. Right? But Sandra, you shouldn't go. Hallelujah. Those kids need a mother. Man, kids, Bambi, kids who grew up without mothers. Mothers. I don't think there's anything like a mother. Mothers. And some. Okay, mothers and some. Kids wouldn't eat ice cream if they didn't have mothers. I'm telling you. You're joking. If they didn't have mothers and fathers, a few fathers like Sam, birthday parties, they wouldn't be there. For what? Mothers. Man, mothers. Great women, great people. You ask Eden. Okay. Mothers. You know, the older I grow, the more I respect women. I might not show that I honor you like the Kabaka or the other side. But women, all of you, even you are here. Man, I honor you. Okay? But I can't sing for you the other song. In all I do. Yeah. Back in the day, okay? Back in the day, you know that song? You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words. Okay? That song, we sang it at, you know, in church, in KPC those days. Then there was a guy who came to church. He wasn't saved. Oh, man, this song, man, so nice. It's good to sing it to a chick, man. The gay man wrote down the lyrics. Say this song. And in that song, I think there's nothing like Jesus, what? Or just that phrase, chorus, whatever. Tell him with Jesus. Say, this is it. I've gotten a scar. You understand? Sing it to a babe, man. You know, and you just win her heart, you know? And a woman, man, you're great. Okay? But you're not perfect. You have issues, man. Many issues. And some are deadly issues. But you are great. Hallelujah. Okay? The men in this place should give women a big hand clap. Move up. Guys are hesitant. One more chick here. This one's. Yeah, but after you've gotten over that and you've been healed, you come back and realize that what? Women are great people. A kid who grows up without a mother, Bambi. Hallelujah. Okay, so it says, so the seventh angel sounded, And there were loud voices in heaven saying, okay, now you see, Jesus is coming back to reign after the tribulation. Okay, the voices say, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. So Jesus is coming back, at the rapture, and is going to now pour out wrath, the wrath of God. So we're going to escape the wrath of God. But we're not escaping the tribulation. Two different things. Alright? So the seventh angel sounds, which is the last trumpet. We are raptured. Okay? And Jesus now gonna pour his wrath, okay, on the people who are on earth. Alright? So the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead. Which dead? The righteous dead. Okay, that they should be judged for what purpose? Okay, that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, big and small. Okay, so they are going to be judged to be rewarded when? After the resurrection. Okay, at the rapture. They are raptured, go to heaven. Okay, and they're judged there to be rewarded. Okay, not for the nonsense they did, but for the good stuff that they did for the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13 that there is no creature, no creation is hidden from God's sight. But all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. We are being watched. Okay? It is not only the wicked who have books. Remember, there's a book of life and books. Okay, even the righteous who are in the book of life, they also have books where all their actions are also written. Hallelujah. And not just their actions, but even their words. Jesus said that you will give account of every idle word that you say. When will that be? Okay, he says, in the day of judgment. All right? If you don't want to give account of that, you repent of that. And the moment you repent and say, sorry, forgive me, Lord, it is erased. It will never appear again. Glory be to God. Amen? All right? Therefore, okay, 2 Corinthians 5, 9 to 10 says, therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to God. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Then it says that knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Okay? There's going to be terror on that day, even for the righteous. Because they did something, then there are some things which the Lord wanted them to do, and they didn't do them. It's going to be tough, man. Hallelujah. The terror of the Lord. Joseph Prince says there's no terror in the Lord. Okay? There is your verse. The terror of who? Of the Lord. And this is after the cross, by the way. Alright? This is after what? The cross, when the wrath of God was poured on Jesus. Okay? The terror of the Lord is coming. Hallelujah. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 13, it says that each one's work, whatever we do, will become clear for the day, which day, the judgment day, we declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work. God is not going to accept just any work. No, 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 it has to be tested. All right? Whether it is genuine, whether it is real. Okay? Each one's work will be what? Tested of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it, on the foundation of Christ, okay? If it endures, he will receive a reward. Okay, this is on the judgment day. That's when you say, okay, it was a good thing, but we have to test it. What was the motive? Instead of doing that, were you supposed to do something else? And you are just kubuzaringa God. God says, be in the worship team. Then you kubuzaringa God. I'll still serve you. I'll be an usher. God says, no. Okay? No reward for being an usher because you were not supposed to be doing that. Hallelujah. Oh, you just wanted to be an usher because what? Of other things. Eh? Okay? Kwela galaga, you know. Okay? Museveni calls it Buyaism. Okay? Buyaism. Okay? So, if anyone's work is banned, the things which don't pass the test, the good things which don't pass the test, okay, if anyone's work is banned, he will suffer loss. Those things will be banned, okay? But he himself will be saved. All right? Yet so are through fire. Because remember, it's going to be the terror of the Lord. When you regret, when you look at all the opportunities you lost to serve Christ, you understand, eh? Hallelujah. You're there instead of telling people to get saved, but you are, if I tell them to get saved, then they won't be my friends anymore. I don't want to offend people. Well, you know, eh? Mothers, eh? You know, be good. Why? You know, right? Be good to your sisters as in a unity. The family has to be united. What? Yeah? Mothers, good people. They want unity. Unity, what? Okay? When one of them is trying to talk about Jesus, say, now, Kati, now, you're making your brother angry. You stop those things. Okay? You're going to miss what? Everyone. Glory be to God. Okay? But that shouldn't be us. Amen? Now, what are the types of rewards? Okay? There are many, I guess. Okay? But to me, the one which astounds us most is the whole idea of reigning with Christ. Okay? In intimacy, closeness. Okay? Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. Jesus told a certain church, okay, that to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Okay, so he says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me, Jesus, on my throne. You know, not on your throne, but on Jesus' throne. Okay, in the final quest, Rick Joyner saw people in heaven, and they were seated on thrones. But I think it wasn't all of them. Eh? It wasn't all of them. Okay? Yeah. But some were seated on thrones, and he said that those thrones, he realized, were an extension of Jesus' throne. All right? Which reminds me, there's this thing of, yeah, we are kings and priests. And it's true, eh? And then the other thing, we shall be kings and priests. Okay? But there's a thought which is like, we might not all be kings. We might not all be what? Kings. Not all people are going to reign with the Lord. Some, remember, they're just going to escape, as in barely get, you know, eh? Into heaven. As in... You know, eh? Pass mark, eh? Now, are those guys going to reign with the Lord? No. They will be there in the kingdom, but not reigning. All right? So, it's my personal opinion that, yes, we are kings and priests, but ultimately, not everyone is going to be a king. Not everyone is going to reign with the Lord. All right? Revelation 20, verse 4 says, and I saw thrones. Okay? And they sat on them. Who? Okay? They sat on them and judgment was committed to them. This judgment is the authority. Okay? To execute the authority of the Lord. Remember, they are reigning with him. Okay? And they're here on earth. Alright? So they have rulership over the earth. Hallelujah. Judgment, okay? Authority to execute the mandate of the Lord was given to them. And what happened? Okay? Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus when in the tribulation. Because these Christians were around in the tribulation. They were not raptured before the tribulation. All right? So, they were beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image. And they had not received the beast's mark. Okay? And the Bible says, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. That is one of the... And remember, they are reigning with Christ. You understand? As in, they have a direct line to the Lord. Glory be to God. They can just say, man, you know? Okay. Here on earth, you call a guy, you say, Chali Wange. You know, a ruler, a big guy, and you call him what? Chali Wange. But some people can't do that. You call a guy Chali, SFC guys will come for you. Take you to somewhere, they look for you, they can't find you. All those groups say, release the guy, nowhere to be found. But the other guys were calling him what? Uchali. I read a story that in those early days after the Bush War, there was a soldier, and apparently he was so close to the president. I think he was called Serwanga Rwanga, is it? You tell me that the guy, man, they were tied with Museveni, all right? And apparently, now I think it is some guy who was Museveni's driver in those days, eh? Who wrote the story, okay? He said that, man, this guy used to call Museveni Owechiwalata. He would assure him, what? Owechiwalata, to Gende. The president, there is a guy who used to call him Owechiwalata. And Museveni said, okay, let's go. Okay? But now, let that Kakwenza guy, they are what? You know what I mean? Okay, and so, we shall be reigning with the Lord. We shall be that tight, intimate. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? And of course, there are other rewards like mansions and all other things, okay, which we're going to receive for having served the Lord. Glory be to God. In conclusion, all right, we should walk in the Spirit, okay? Remember, it is the Spirit who enables us to obey the commandments of the Lord, okay? To keep his ways, okay? So let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not fulfill the lust of the flesh, okay? For the Bible says that those who practice such things, those who practice sin, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Those ones they're not going to be judged as righteous people to be rewarded. Okay? Those ones are going to be judged as wicked to just determine the degree of fire, the hotness of fire. You understand? Okay? Let us walk in the Spirit. Now, if we sin, okay, the Bible says we should confess our sins, for he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All right? So those sins won't count. They won't take you to hell. You understand? Eh? All right? And they will also be erased from the other books. Glory be to God. All right? Joseph Prince and Womack don't believe that scripture. 1 John 1:9. Okay? They say, no, we are forgiven all our sins long time ago. This guy didn't know. Guy didn't know that our sins, past, present, and future, were what? Forgiven. So if our past, present, and future were forgiven, then where do we have to confess it? Say, this scripture didn't apply to us, Christians. Okay? That's a doctrine of demons. Eh? Hallelujah. It says, let us confess, okay? And we get cleansed. Glory be to God. Okay? And because we're talking about rewards, okay, the judgment, okay? Let us abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. It is not in vain because it will be rewarded. Glory be to God. Okay? And whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. Okay? For you're not serving men, but you're serving the Lord, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.